Markets are now having to reprice assets as they are now unsure as to whether the US Fed will cut rates as steeply as previously thought. This follows a positive June jobs number out of the United States economy last Friday. So what's happening to global currencies and more specifically the Rand? To give us an update, I'm joined on the line by Andre Siliers. He's a director at Treasury One. Thanks very much, as always, Andre. So following that better than expected jobs number last Friday, it seems that the market is having to reprice its expectations. What have your observations been around what's happened with the dollar, euro, and of course, the rand?
Well, keenly, good evening to all the listeners. Keenly awaiting the testimony of the Federal Reserve President, Mr. Powell, at the Congress tomorrow and on Thursday, and then obviously on Thursday evening or during the day, they release the minutes of the last Fed meeting. But as you mentioned, a rethink of the aggressiveness in tapering interest rates and bringing them down is now expected, where it was widely expected for even a 50 basis point cut, and quite aggressively that now retreated to definitely not 50 basis points, most probably only 25, and most probably only a little bit later in the year and at a slower pace of decline. That reprices markets, emerging markets on the back foot. A little bit of a risk-off sentiment. We're seeing some of the commodity prices also retreating backwards to lower levels. Definitely an impact on commodity currencies, of which we are one, not only an emerging market, but also a commodity currency. So a bit of negativeness as far as the risk-on sentiment for emerging markets is concerned. I think it could continue, but I think there are still going to be a repricing. We will see interest rates come down in the U.S. We will see a risk on sentiment again. But for the moment, we could see the dollar on the front foot, emerging markets on the back foot. Look for the rand to trade between 14.10 and 14.30 levels with a bias for the very, very short term to the upside. But then retreating down and the euro gaining some momentum and trading back to the 116 levels. Let's not forget that Mr. Trump wants to see the dollar a little bit weaker and the other currencies a little bit stronger to boost his own economy.
Exactly. Andre, you've answered all my questions in advance and we are out of time, but thank you very much for that update. Andre Siliers, he's a director at Treasury One.